Have you ever lived in a house that had a fireplace?
No.
Well, that makes it.
We had grates down.
That had a, what we called a grate.
Okay. Now, when you was it a fireplace with a grate that you could burn coal?
Yes, it was
coal burning fire. Mm-hmm. What did you call fatty kindling sticks that you start a fire with?
Kindling.
All right. Did you make any distinction between those three, the small ones, perhaps? Which, did you have a special name?
The kindling is the small wood, and the stove wood is the larger.
All right. But even a special kind of kindling wood that was smaller.
Fine.
No.
That's what I was...
You have to build fire.
No. Okay. And talking about that kind of fireplace, you'd say, we would burn coal. What? The fireplace. We would burn coal.
In the fireplace?
Yeah. And the black stuff you clean out of the stovepipe?
Oh, soot.
Okay. And color of his paper?
It's white.
All right. And the cigarette, the end of a cigarette, the burnt part is called the...
The butt? Or the
Yeah, but the what do you clean out of the fireplace? That's better. After the fire is out, you clean out
the... Clean out the clinkers.
Yeah, or you don't have...
Lashes.
Sure. I'm sitting in a...
Chair.
And what do you call this piece of furniture?
We call it a couch.
Okay. Now, what are some other... What's another name for it?
Davenport, sofa.
Yeah. Okay. Are they all the same thing, though, as far as you're concerned? This is a piece of furniture in the bedroom that has... What about the furniture in the bedroom besides the bed?
Well, you have your chest of drawers and the dresser.
Okay, what's the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
The dresser has a mirror.
Okay. How about where do you hang your clothes in the bedroom?
In a closet.
Now, have you ever had a movable one? It's like a closet, only it's movable.
Are you referring to a chiffon robe?
Okay,
something
that's
like that.
Yeah, that's right. And all the tables and chairs in the house, you call those all different pieces of
furniture.
And have you ever lived in a house that had a kind of a little alcove in the bedroom containing a bed? Maybe an extra bed in a bedroom and a little kind of room off to the side?
No.
On a single window, something you pull up and down.
A shade.
Okay, you just call it a plain shade. What about the kind of the slats?
Those are Venetian blinds.
Okay. I don't think you have one in this house, but in older houses, you have an area between the ceiling and the second.
Called a loft.
Okay.
The attic.
Okay, both of those are fine. Now, I'll bet you skipped a room. No, you didn't. I was going to ask you about the kitchen. I thought you gave the kitchen. Now, did you ever live in a house that had a separate kitchen that was separated from the house? That was quite some. I don't think
no.
You had
no.
Or a room off the kitchen that you put.
Pantry.
Yeah. Did you ever call that anything else?
No.
Ever call it anything else besides a pantry? The word safe, do you know that word?
Well, we have safes,
yeah,
but they're
safe
built
out in there, antique safe. Used to call them pie safes.
It's like something like more like a bread box?
It's movable. A safe, to me, is movable.
Is it like a bread box? Did you have one then?
Yeah.
That's the way
it is.
Up there in the dining room, where the dishes are.
Oh, this whole thing?
That's what we call a safe.
That whole,
if a child called it what it is.
Uh-huh.
That's what the old people
call it.
Old people
call
them pie safe.
Pie safe. That's cute.
You see, it has down in the middle there where the bottom is, it has a screen. And they put the pie down.
Uh-huh.
And really keep it.
Yeah.
Down in there.
Uh-huh. That's good.